You're listening to Real World News. Food sovereignty and GMO.
Not even good for rats. Scientific study reveals that Monsanto maize causes renal and hepatic damage to rodents. A study published in the latest edition of the International Journal of Biological Sciences comparing the effects of three varieties of GM maize on rats found that the pesticides used on the GMOs caused damages to the kidneys and liver of the animals as well as problems in other organs. The study conducted by scientists of the French universities Caen and Rouen found the effects of GM maize variety NK600 and MON 810 and MON 863, the three of Monsanto Citrans National Corporation. As part of the study, rats were fed with the three varieties of Monsanto GM maize for 90 days, measuring its effects through blood tests and tests that comprised nearly 60 different biochemical parameters per organ, comparing the results also with the features presented by reference groups fed with non-GM maize varieties. According to scientists, these studies are a model to research the effects of these GM maize varieties on other mammals to unravel the consequences on animal and human health when submitting them to a GM-based diet, since a study on rats showed that there was damage to kidneys and liver, but also to their hearts, adrenal glands, spleen, hematopoietic system. According to the researchers, the study points that this data highlights signs of hepatorenal toxicity, possibly due to new pesticides specific to each GM corn. In addition, unintended direct or indirect metabolic consequences of the genetic modification cannot be excluded. As a result of this evidence, they suggest that a study be conducted to verify the long-term health effects of GMOs involving at least 2 years of research. The scientific study confirms a criticism that social movements around the world have voiced about the products of this agribusiness corporation, which, besides damaging the consumer's health, damaged the biodiversity and privatized seeds. David Sanchez, head of the Agriculture and Food Campaign of Friends of the Earth, Spain, said, quote, "These studies show that it is not possible to guarantee the security of GM food. We should apply the precautionary principle and withdraw GMOs from our agriculture and our food." The full study, available in English, can be found on the website of the International Journal of Biological Sciences.
You're listening to Real World News.